I feel like that's the perfect song for a Friday. Ain't nothing but a good time. I'm sure you probably were playing this on your way out to Soul to Soul last night,
right? Yeah, that's exactly what I was jamming to. I put all of the classic rock on. And they played some good stuff. There was a little Janis Joplin involved in the concert last night. Of course, Faith Hill released Take a Little Piece of My Heart, or whatever that song's called, back in the day. So it was exciting. Good show.
Fair enough. I mean, I just ain't nothing but a good time. You see, I don't think you could listen to that song and not have a good time listening to it.
I like that one.
It's a good song. It'll get you going for sure. Well, it ain't nothing but a good time when we talk to Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus with the Ohio State football season right around the corner. Dunny, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing back up there in Cleveland?
We are lovely, my friend, and I'm sure that you're busy not only with the Buckeyes, but high school football coverage as that kicks into high gear 1 week from today. But
absolutely.
We'll focus on the Buckeyes here, with Urban Meyer making comments earlier this week that he thought Penn State should have been in the college football playoff last year, which, of course, is interesting because, well, the only team you'd think would have been knocked out of the equation if Penn State would have gotten in would have been the Ohio State Buckeyes. What did you make of those comments made by Coach Meyer earlier this week?
The best part about Urban Meyer that I find is that when you ask him a question, he will give you a direct answer. And if that sounds like really simple, you haven't covered college football. Because a lot of coaches will give you coach speak. You ask some coaches what time it is, they'll tell you the history of the clock and how it was made, but they'll never give you the time. Urban Meyer might only talk to you for 5 seconds, but you'll get a direct answer out of him. And I think that's what that was. I do believe he thinks Penn State should have been in and the Buckeyes out because Penn State beat Ohio State. Now, Ohio State got very lucky when it came to other scenarios that allowed them to get into the Final Four. But with Urban Meyer saying that, it doesn't really come as a surprise to me, and I believe he's 100% truthful in that.
You know, there's something to be said for that, and we'll stick with this for just a moment, because that's not like something that's changed with him over the years either. When you and I covered him when he was in Bowling Green 15-some-odd years ago, he was the exact same way back then as well. I remember interviewing him before every game that second year he was in Bowling Green. He was, as you said, very direct, very honest. It might not have been a very long, elaborate answer all the time, especially if it was something where he felt like he only had to say two or three things, because any more than that, he would have gotten himself into trouble. But you're right. He is always very direct, very honest, and right to the point.
Yeah, he is. You ask him a question, you will get a direct answer. You may not like the answer you get, but it will be 100% Urban Meyer, and he won't have anybody try to spin it for him or anything like that. It will be him, and there's no questions asked that who the head coach is when it comes to Ohio State and who the man in charge is, and that's going to be Urban Meyer. He will speak his mind, and he's okay with that.
Well, he's made some interesting hires over the course of the offseason, and because of that, he's put one heck of a coaching staff together with some very impressive credentials, and I want to touch on some of these guys. Let's begin with Kevin Wilson, of course, the former Indiana head coach. How do you think he's going to change this offense?
Tempo. He's going to add a lot of tempo to this offense. You want to talk about coming out and playing like a no-huddle. It may not be your typical no-huddle where they're running up and trying to get the snap off in 5 seconds after the ball gets put down. They might just not huddle, period. They'll go out there, they'll lose all 25 seconds on the play clock, setting up the play, calling audibles. But there will be a tempo to this offense when they get going. All the players have talked about it. The second thing is the deep ball, and that's been preached about since last year's loss to Clemson, even before then, that Ohio State and the deep ball need to find a perfect marriage, and they haven't done that so far. They're well on their way. Kevin Wilson adds a lot to that. And I think the third thing that Kevin Wilson adds is just his experience in finding players and finding plays and certain situations where when they get to a certain situation, make it third and three, he knows to call a certain play, and he knows it's going to work 90% of the time. That's what made him so good at Indiana is he knew his personnel, he knew what plays to call, and he called them at great times.
We were talking about this hiring a little earlier here this week. Me and Bull were. And I thought it was sort of interesting because Kevin Wilson, it's sort of given Urban Meyer some fits the last couple of years at IU. And I know the scores may not have always pointed it out, but he always played close with Ohio State. Do you think that was a part of Urban Meyer reaching out to him after he and IU decided to go separate ways and say, hey, come on in?
I think that had a little bit to do with it. I think Urban Meyer and Kevin Wilson knew each other from the coaching trees and what else. Pretty sure they knew each other before Kevin Wilson came on and was hired as the offensive coordinator and tight ends coach at Ohio State. I also think it's Urban Meyer looking and see who was the best coach to take over as the offensive coordinator, and he said, "I want that guy." And he put out the offer to Kevin Wilson, said, this is what we do. This is what we want to do. Can you come in here and do this? And Kevin Wilson said yes. And next thing you know, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and we have a new offensive coordinator at Ohio State.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan from WBNS-TV in Columbus about the Ohio State Buckeyes, which gets started, or I should say who gets started, 2 weeks from yesterday, 13 days away from the 2017 lid lifter. Dunny, Bill Davis is another name that really kind of stood out to me on that coaching staff. He's the linebackers coach, and he's a former NFL defensive coordinator. Well, what do you know about him, and how do you think his presence could affect the Ohio State defense this season?
His presence, he just brings another set of skills to this Buckeye linebacking core that they can learn from. You know, you hear a lot of scouts that say that Ohio State has run like an NFL program. Well, you brought in an NFL coach. You brought in two NFL coaches with Ryan Day coming in as the quarterback's coach as well. And they said after when we talked to him during the spring, this is run like an NFL program. These guys are NFL ready by the time they leave the Ohio State Buckeye program. Bill Davis just comes in and adds more credibility to this coaching staff. He adds a little bit more emphasis on tackling and heads-up tackling and just learning a little bit different ways of doing stuff for the linebackers. He's a great fit with Urban Meyer. And, again, they know each other as well. Urban Meyer has started to hire guys that he knows and friends. He shied away from it before. He's not shying away from it now because he wants guys he can trust that can get the job done and will do anything possible to get it done.
There are a couple of other coaches that stand out to me, but I want to know which ones are the most intriguing to you, rather. I mean, I think we talked about one last week, an offensive line coach, Greg Studrawa, more affectionately known in the coaching ranks as Coach Stud. But what other coaches out there on this staff are the most intriguing to you?
The most intriguing to me is definitely Greg Schiano, the defensive coordinator and safety coach. He said in the past, in this offseason, he got a few offers to be the head coach at other programs, and he turned them down to come back to Ohio State. He is, again, an NFL coach. He was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is one of those guys where he will take this defense, and he showed it last year, and it's even going to be better this year. They are going to attack, attack, attack. He coaches a very aggressive style of defense that should put smiles on a lot of Buckeye fans' faces come this fall.
What updates do you have on the guys who lost their stripes over the course of the past week in practice? And for those who didn't hear last week or who are not necessarily familiar with that process, kind of elaborate on that as well.
So every Buckeye that comes into training camp, into fall camp, has a black stripe placed on their helmet where the red stripe goes on. That's to signify they're freshmen and they're not true Buckeyes yet. When you practice like a Buckeye and you do everything the Ohio State way, they have a ceremony to take a Buckeye stripe off. They give a little speech, thanking their unit, thanking their Buckeye family, thanking their player mentor, because every underclassman gets an upperclassman as a mentor to make sure they have any questions. You talk to them and all that. The upperclassman will take the stripe off, kind of signifying, I see you as a full-fledged Buckeye now. And so the biggest name to come off that has been Chase Young. Chase Young from the Math of Maryland defensive end. He is a scary, scary player. Bobby Carpenter, former Buckeye linebacker, tweeted out earlier that an NFL scout was at practice about a week ago and pointed him out during practice and said, that number two guy, he's draft eligible, right? He says, no, that's a true freshman. that he will be seen playing time, and so will J.K. Dobbins, who was the first guy to get his black stripe off. Jeffrey Okuda has a stripe off. I believe Sean Wade has a stripe off as well. Thayer Munson from Maslin, he has a stripe off. More and more guys are getting their black stripe off, which means we're getting only closer and closer to August 31st in that first game against Indiana.
Again, we're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. And, boy, we'll cut you loose on this because this has gotten a lot of national attention for all the obvious reasons over the course of the past week. What's been the takedown in Columbus on Ezekiel Elliott's suspension? I mean, it seems like he's obviously going to appeal this thing, which he already has, but it seems like that could get decreased by at least a couple of games. But what are they saying about that down in our state capital?
Again, you said it right. You said it best. It could be. It doesn't necessarily mean it will happen. It will be heard on, I believe, the 29th of August, and it will go from there. Down in Columbus, you know, a lot of people heard Urban Meyer's comments on ESPN saying that Zeke is hard to get a hold of now these days because of being down in Dallas and the Cowboys. He's talked more with his mom and dad than he has with Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott, when he came in here into Columbus, and honestly, as a freshman, very timid, very nervous around the cameras. He broke out. They won the national championship. And next thing you know, he is very, very confident, borderline cocky about his abilities and how he was with the media. He would walk off of some interviews at times. Everyone remembers the interview after the Michigan State loss a couple years ago when he just flat out called out the coaching staff for not giving him the ball more times. He definitely turned a 180 going from a shy kid his freshman year to leaving Ohio State as confident, borderline cocky, and thinking a lot about himself.
Well, Dunny, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Next week we'll have you on again. We'll be at the Lorain County Fair, so we'll be chowing down on some fair food, and we'll be learning about some more Ohio State Buckeye football, and I think that might be the last interview we do before the beginning of the season. So we're getting close, my friend. We're getting very, very close.
Well, save a funnel cake and a corn dog for me.
You got it, my man. All righty, that's Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. We need to step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.